So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, for sure. It's after a hard season like this, hard decisions are made, but you want to go through everything from valuation, the communication, the performances. And so we begin that as coaches and the coaches and scouts. We get together, we talk a lot about the players. We had the exit interviews today, John. So Adam and I also visited with a lot of players, and that's part of how we're, you know, gathering all of our information. So all of these processes are really important, and we just want to make sure, like, we're doing everything we can, you know, to make sure we're hitting all the marks to get it right.
All right, that is Dan Quinn on Monday. And we have huge breaking news in the NBA in just a sec. Oh, my gosh. Too much going on. But we, of course, have the damning report from Jordan Schultz. Whether it's all true, some of it's true, I don't know. I have no idea. It's not a good report. It is a... And somebody told me to chill out, bro. Listen, first of all, we're not bros, okay? I'm just going to say it right here. Commanders 27. First of all, anybody that has Commanders in their name, in their screen name, should realize that first surgically unattach the pom-poms from your wrists and your ass cheeks, then you can tweet me, bro. I said... The Schultz report, even if half dead on, is very alarming and concerning for so many reasons. It feels like we're back to the circus again in command land. You can have dysfunction and drama, however, without it being a disaster, as it was for so long under Dan and Bruce. Is there anything unfair about that? AMAC, anything unfair? Were you listening? Or were you doing
about?
Else?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, I said on Twitter, as we've been talking about the last hour and change, the Schultz report. I didn't copy the report again, but the Schultz report. I tagged him so everybody could see it. Even if half dead on, 50% right, is very alarming and concerning for so many reasons. I said it feels like we're back in the circus again, in command land. You can have dysfunction and drama, however, without it being a disaster, as it was for so long under Dan and Bruce, to which, at Commanders 27, again, tells you some of what you need to know, says, not even close. Chill out, bro. Bruh. Bah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I don't... Maybe he was reading it as you saying this is like that.
Well, then he needs new eyes.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know.
Or he needs to slow down.
Yeah, you know how Twitter is. But yeah, I definitely think it is alarming. And because of the history, there are, like, you know, your antennas go up when you see multiple reports like this.
Now, we should point out, there's plenty of reports around the NFL and around sports like this. Remember all the reports as I'm watching LeBron James dunk a basketball over the summer about how LeBron wanted out, LeBron was pissed, LeBron and Luka weren't seeing eye to eye. Last night they're playing tonsil hockey on the court after Luka hits a step-around three-point shot, fadeaway.
What is tonsil hockey?
You really want to?
Never mind.
You really
never
want
mind.
To examine
never mind.
This?
Never mind.
Use your imagination there, young buck. Use your imagination.
I don't think there's much imagination. I was hoping that you were going to give me something than other, because, you know, you talk about me and Brian and how we're so in the gutter with our thoughts sometimes. But this is another example of, you know, how we don't exaggerate. You are who you are, Rooster.
I mean, if I was fake, if I was not authentic, if I was not the real deal, Evander Holyfield, would it be good for the radio show? I mean, if I said to everyone, chill out, brah, whenever they got a little agitated, would that be good? No. So I was just, you know, they were in each other's face. They were very happy. They're beating on each other's chest or whatever the hell they were doing. Tonsil hockey might not be the exact thing that they were doing. And if you don't know what tonsil hockey is, sorry. Use your imagination. But my point being is, remember all that dysfunction and all that drama? Remember just a week and a half ago, J.J. Redick, the head coach of the Lakers, basically saying this team sucked. They don't practice hard. They don't work hard. They're stupid. They're dumb. They stink. Maybe not so much anymore. Maybe that was in the heat of the moment. You can have dysfunction and drama. Teams can look at the Eagles last year. I don't know what they're going to do this year. But look at the Eagles last year. How much dysfunction and drama did they have from Dodo Brain A.J. Brown down the stretch with Jalen Hurts and all the reports and rumors? They went out and won a Super Bowl. Right? You can have dysfunction and drama as long as you don't have a disaster. It's okay. It's okay to have a little dysfunction and drama. It's all right. But it's also okay for us to put on our big boy pants, for us to surgically deattach the pom-poms from your ass cheeks, Commanders 27, and say, you know what? This isn't good. This is not what I want to hear about my favorite team as we head into a critical offseason. That the place is on fire, essentially. Now, you don't have to believe it. You can think that Jordan Schultz is just evil and just out to get you or get them or get someone. You can believe that all you want. I should point out that Jordan Schultz is extremely, extremely, extremely player friendly. Okay? And if you're player friendly, you know what you also are? You're agent friendly. That's how you get news. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't have sources, coaching, management, whatever. It's not what I'm saying. But he is extremely player friendly. So, logically, some of this could be coming from players. Some of this could be coming from players. Apparently, Commanders 27 there, is his name is Justin, and he's been covering the Washington Commanders since 2018, and a Washington and Virginia Tech sports fan for life. For life. Like the old NWO, man. For life. God rest Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, and so many others. For life. But chill out, bro. Does no good. Be a man. Admit, things aren't going good right now. Things are not what you want. It was Shangri-La around here last year. It was Howdy Kishner time. We all got together around a circle and a bonfire and held hands and kissed each other and hugged each other. Everything was harmonious. Everything was great. We were one step away from the Super Bowl. A year is a long time in life and in the NFL. This just in, a lot of things change in your life. Hell, not in a year, in 6 months. Think about 6 months ago. Maybe how different your life was. And maybe it wasn't. Some of you, I'm sure, kind of sort of remain the same. 6 months ago, my life was different. Not dramatically different, but it was different. A year ago, it was pretty different. Maybe not pretty different, but it was different. Think about it this way. A year ago, AMAC wasn't on this show. I didn't even know AMAC. Probably, maybe I knew him, but didn't know him well. And then he became a part of the show.
And everything just went to hell.
And everything went to hell.
Damn.
And then Cowboy Bob transcended down.
Yeah, we did like the Dragon Ball Z merch.
Yeah. Imagine management around here thinking that this show would have a good chemistry if they put a diehard Commanders fan, a diehard Cowboys fan, and a diehard Giants fan together.
Well, you're not a diehard Commanders fan. I mean, we alluded to it earlier in the show. I'm not going to pile on, but you got split fandom over here, so, you know.
I am a diehard Commanders fan. Mm-hmm. I have my pom-pom surgically attached to my ass cheeks.
You do a good job covering the Commanders.
Anyway. I'm going to give you some Patrick Graham numbers. Here's the one thing that I wanted to say in case I didn't say it earlier. I can't remember, honestly. I say a lot of things. Patrick Graham coached Max Crosby the last couple of years. I don't know what their relationship is. Max Crosby is pissed at the Las Vegas Raiders. They have a coaching regime. They don't seem close. Maybe that's going to be overblown. You know teams are calling. You know teams are interested. You know the Commanders probably should be one of them. The Commanders do not have draft picks, really. But they could look at the number 7 pick, which they had no regard for anyway, as an investment in Max Crosby. We'll see. But if they hire Patrick Graham, and again, that's an if, not a when. If they hire Patrick Graham, and he and Max Crosby had a good relationship, and to my knowledge, there was no reason that they didn't, is that being done, A, because they need somebody with experience, number one, number two, because he's available, and three, because, hey, Max Crosby might want to come play for him. He might want to be here. Something to keep in mind. Just something to keep in mind. All right, let's go back to the phones we go. Lap is with us in D.C. Lappy, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's up,
Lappy? Yeah, man, we just got to get the culture and the winning, man. Hopefully we can get a winning culture before the new stadium is built. That's all I can ask for.
Well, hopefully it doesn't take that long, Lappy. Hopefully it doesn't take that long.
Well, yeah, I'm saying hopefully Dan Quinn is gone, man. You know, I was happy when Cliff Kingsbury was here, because if they wanted to do away with Dan Quinn at some point, they would have had, you know, Cliff Kingsbury in the building, and then the fact that they didn't like him, man, that would have been a smoother transition. But I guess we'll see what we're going to do with these coordinators, man. But they got to get it together and figure it out, man. So.
I appreciate, and I understand where you're coming from, Lamp. I would just say, and I appreciate the phone call, I would just say this. If the GM didn't like Cliff Kingsbury, which apparently was the case, if the GM was having his fingerprints all over the place, even if they fired Dan Quinn, what would make us think that then the GM, assuming he was still the GM, and again, we've seen in Atlanta, and we've seen with the New York Giants and the Chicago Bears, you could hire lots of coaches. You don't always get fired as the GM, right? Assuming that story from Diana was true, which it looks very much like it is, and assuming that the Jordan Schultz story is even halfway true, and I would bet that it is, if there was a divide between Cliff Kingsbury and Adam Peters, not only over style of offense, but also personnel usage, and maybe some of it was as simple as Adam Peters did not want to risk Jaden Daniels until they could protect Jaden Daniels better. And remember what he did in the offseason. He doubled down on the offensive line, right? With Laremy Tunsil and Josh Connerly, spent a lot of resources there. So, like, he wouldn't have been hired anyway. You could have been, what was the situation? Was it, yeah. Oh, here's what it was. When Joe Gibbs wrapped up his second head coaching tenure in 2007, you know, with everything that went on with Sean Taylor and, you know, the win streak down the stretch and whatever, didn't everybody around here just assume? And I had just moved here a year before that. I was working at SiriusXM, and I was working more in baseball, so I wasn't paying day-to-day attention to the Redskins back then. But didn't everybody just assume Greg Williams was going to take over as the head coach for Joe? Right? Everybody kind of assumed that. What happened? What happened? Not Greg Williams. Right? Because the owner didn't want Greg Williams. They wanted somebody that they could control. And Vinny Serrato, of course, was the GM at that point. And Vinny just did what Dan wanted for the most part. So it doesn't always work that way. You know, especially, again, if you had a divide between the GM and the offensive coordinator. Now, if you had a divide between the GM and the head coach, you could say, well, if I get rid of the head coach and I really like the offensive coordinator, then I can put the offensive coordinator in the head coaching position. That could work. But that wasn't the case here, apparently. And I would say this. If Dan Quinn truly didn't want to move on from his coordinators, I understand that you would be hesitant to fire your friend. I get it. That's a tough thing to do, man. I mean, again, I don't really like AMAC, but if I had to fire him, I would feel bad. I mean, we're not friends or anything like...
Jeez.
I'm so desperately trying to get his attention.
I'm just working, man. Him. I'm working.
But if I had to fire you, if CK told me to fire, or Drabby told me to fire you...
This is the second reference of firing me today. This is a little...
Well, a lot of people are getting fired. A lot of people are getting fired, okay? Including Matt Eberflus. Did you put on your party hat last night and celebrate? Cowboy Bob, did you throw a parade? Okay. But anyway, you know, like, it's not easy to fire a friend. It's not easy to demote a friend. And Dan Quinn did that. And then Dan Quinn, supposedly, by himself, with no influence at all from Adam Peters, none at all. Dan Quinn supposedly fired his friend yesterday. So I can see where he wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do that. Even though, again, AMAC and I aren't friends, I wouldn't want to fire him. I would if I had to, but I wouldn't want to do it. You see where I'm coming from? But the report suggested that he didn't want to fire either coordinator. And again, we should allow that they're not terming the Cliff Kingsbury a firing. They're terming the Joe, or they leaked out to the media that the Joe Witt thing was a firing and that Cliff Kingsbury and Dan Quinn met and mutually parted ways. I mean, that's covert for firing, but they are drawing that distinction for whatever reason they have. So my point being is, if Dan Quinn wanted to keep one or both of his coordinators, and Adam Peters told us on the record, which, again, you should never, ever, 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 ever believe even close to 100% of what they say on the record, and yet too many of you people do. Oh, my God. You guys run around. All the people in my industry. Oh, my God. Arr, arr, arr. He said this, so that must be true. Adam Peters said, nothing to do with me. It's all DQ. Then they were fired. Then the report comes out, DQ didn't want to fire either one of them. Weird, right? Big breaking news, NBA style. It's the continuation of something that was rumored 2 days ago that we were going to talk about yesterday. Obviously blew up in our faces because of what happened. We will address it next and finish up with your phone calls. And it has something to do with the Wizards next on the Team 980.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I like the Michael Jackson montage here. What'd you play last time out? I forget. Man in the Mirror? Was it Man in the Mirror?
Yeah, Man in the Mirror. We had a few bops from
there you go.
Mike Jack, as they call
Mike Jack, huh?
Mike Jack, yeah.
What'd you say? A few bops?
A few bops, yeah.
A big...
Different from whatever you said your nickname was, and I don't think you should say that on air. Unless you want to be clowned by the whole DMV.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Let's leave it like that.
I didn't say anything.
But yes, Michael Jackson had bops.
Mm-hmm. Left us way too early. Left us way too early. All right, here's the breaking news. Trae Young, 4-time All-Star, Atlanta Hawks. He wants out of Atlanta. His agents have been working with the team on a trade. The Washington Wizards... Or what, Shams Charania, ESPN?
Malika, Trae Young, the 4-time NBA All-Star guard, has the Washington Wizards as his top preferred trade destination. Sources tell me his agents and the Hawks are working, collaborating on figuring out a trade landing spot. And in the nation's capital, Trae Young would give the Wizards a lead guard for the future. They've got young players. Clearly, they've been rebuilding, but they've got young players that he could build with. And there are relationships that Trae Young has throughout the Wizards organization, specifically with their executive, Travis Schlenk, who drafted Young number 5 overall in the 2018 NBA draft. And so the Hawks now have 3 different paths. One being trading Trae Young by the trade deadline next month. The second path is seeing Trae Young, whether he opts in or opts out of that $49 million player option for next season. If he opts in, he's an expiring contract. If he opts out, that gives the Hawks about $40 million in cap space. So there is traction on a deal. A few days ago, it was agents and players and teams talking, but now there is traction in these trade conversations and his eventual exit out of Atlanta.
All right. That's not a surprise. He wants out of Atlanta. It seems like they've been trying to trade him forever. What is a surprise, I guess, is that the Wizards are his preferred destination. Now, as you heard Shams Charania mention, and it was the first thing I thought of a couple of days ago when we heard about this, was, well, Travis Schlenk. He's a top lieutenant in the Wizards organization under Michael Wenger and with Will Dawkins. So, if you have a player that wants out, it would stand to reason that he might have a connection, a familiarity, a bond, what have you, a good relationship with Travis Schlenk. I didn't know exactly, but apparently, yes, he does. So, he's got a couple of agents. Aaron Mintz, Drew Morrison. I don't know if that's the Drew Morrison that was the player. Is it Gonzaga? And Austin Brown. They're having all these conversations with Atlanta. He has a $49 million player option that we just heard about and that people have talked about. According to Shams Charania, in the offseason, that would make him an expiring contract. Now, I believe how it works would be, I mean, obviously, if he turned down the player option, he would be an expiring contract and therefore a free agent this offseason. If he opted into the player option, which is $49 million, I mean, you would think, right? If supposedly he likes Schlenk, who drafted him, who actually traded or helped trade for him with the whole Luka Doncic trade, right? You would think at $49 million, hey, you know, like, let me opt in, give them some certainty, give them some stability, and let's see if this works. And if not, you know, they can trade me at the trade deadline next year, a year from now-ish, or an expiring contract, again, to clear out all that salary cap room and whatever. Now, what would it cost? CJ McCollum has been mentioned. Would it? I don't know the NBA's wonky, weird-ass rules. If they could trade their first-round pick, which is top eight protected, I don't know if they can just include that in a trade. There's been rumors that, hey, you want us to take on this money and you want us to take a player off your hands, you're going to have to give us draft picks, not we give you draft picks. Apparently, yeah, so the story says he could opt out in the offseason, which he currently could do, leave as a free agent and give the Hawks almost $40 million in cap space, and obviously he could come here as a free agent, right? So you wouldn't have to trade for him. So that's one option, or, again, acquiring him now gives the Wizards a little bit of shot in the arm. See what it costs. Like, here's the thing. Sorry. I know Trae Young's a really good player. I'm not trading any of my young core for him. None. I'm not trading Alex Sarr. I'm not trading Bilal Coulibaly. I'm not trading Keyshawn George. I'm not, maybe Bob Carrington, maybe. I guess if you gave me, if you said CJ McCollum and Bob Carrington for Trae Young, I take his contract and you give me a draft, yeah, maybe I could think about that. But I'm not trading him for Alex Sarr. Forget that. No chance. So that's the big breaking news. He wants to come here, apparently. Now, again, whether that's in a trade, which is what the teams apparently are talking about, or whether you got to wait until the offseason, it looks like Trae Young could be here. Now, he's dealt with a bunch of leg injuries. He's only played in 10 games this year, right? So you got to keep that in mind. But career average, 25-plus points a game. Led the league in assists last year, which is pretty crazy when you consider, like, I don't know, I've always looked at Trae Young as a pass, as a shoot-first guard. Led the league in assists last year at 11.5. Wizards are the... Kevin Durant wouldn't come here if you gave him $4 bazillion. Trae Young wants to be here. You almost have to make that move, right? Don't you? As long as it doesn't cost you a huge part of your future, and I just outlined what I would do and what I would consider and what I wouldn't consider. How about them apples? All right. Time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, and iHeartRadio and TuneIn. All right. So as we mentioned earlier today, the Commanders have requested permission from the Las Vegas Raiders to speak to their current defensive coordinator, Patrick Graham. Graham has been the defensive coordinator both under Josh McDaniels and Pete Carroll and Antonio Pierce as well. And for the last couple of years, he formerly was with the New York Giants. And that, of course, could ignite the Commanders being considered a favorite to land Max Crosby in a trade. Staying in the NFL, the Saints are committing to Tyler Shuck as their starting quarterback in 2026. No surprise there. In college football, how about this? On the eve of the Fiesta Bowl and the college football semifinals, you got this story. Devon Williams Jr. of Washington said that on social media, he's entering the transfer portal. The problem is he just signed a contract to return to the Washington Huskies. He said, I have to do what's best for me and my future. Now, the deal was thought to be to return to Washington in the mid-$4 million range. Supposedly, LSU is the favorite to land him, and they could be talking upwards of $6 million. How about them apples? The college football semifinal tomorrow night, Fiesta Bowl, Miami, and Ole Miss. Of course, Oregon and Indiana as well as we make our way to a college football national champion. And tonight, in case you missed it, Eddie Olczyk was great in the 1 o'clock hour. Make sure you listen to it on the podcast. He will be on the call, NHL on TNT. Only way you can watch it, you can listen to it on the radio with John Walton and friends on 106.7 The Fan at 6:45. It's the Dallas Stars and the Washington Capitals. Alexei Protas put on IR and recalled was Brett Leeson from Hershey. And that's what's trending.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, wrapping up the show, let's get right out to a couple of final phone calls and usual suspects right here on the Team 980 on a Wednesday. Let's go to Little. What up, Little?
What's going on, Rooster? Shout out to A-Mac. Hey, look, I'm trying to find out, man. What is the name? Cowboy B, Cowboy Brian, Cowboy Bob?
It's Cowboy Bob. It's Cowboy Bob.
The junkies call him Brian.
No. No, the junkies are wrong. It's Cowboy Bob.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he answered to Brian. He didn't get it straight.
It doesn't matter what he answered to. He answers to what we call him.
I wasn't on the junkies. Okay.
Well, that's right. I was kind of wondering. Yeah, he's saying he was not on the junkies. Who are you talking about? Are you talking about White Brian? Are you talking about?
I don't know. The guy sounds just like Cowboy B. When he said Brian, they called Brian, and they sounded just alike. So I thought that was him.
No.
The guy, hey, I was doing some push-ups when I heard it this morning. Yeah, I was doing some push-ups. But look, here's what I want to say.
I think you should check with Robert in Annapolis. What do you think?
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm in it with that. Check, somebody please check on Robert from Annapolis. But nah, Rooster, let me say this, though, man. Kingsbury did it to himself, man. You know what I'm saying? And we all sit back. All the running plays that was looking good, he didn't stick with them. Just think back and look. Just think back and remember. The Chargers game in Kansas City, we was busting yards on the ground. But he never went back to those plays. And he got to think somebody a knucklehead if they didn't sit back and watch it. And he never went back to them plays. It's kind of crazy. You know, that's all I got. But he's gonna find some work. He's gonna find a job. And, you know, I believe he will get back in the
NFL.
He
might wind up in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's true.
System would fit.
That's a good place for him because Lamar's a more steady quarterback. The guy with a little more weight on him, so that's a good place for him.
Yep.
But look, that's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Little. Appreciate it. All right. We even got a Robert in Annapolis mention. The hell, I brought him up. Let's finish it up with Paulie before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day. By the way, Hollywood Nick Ashew coming up from 4 to 6 4 to 6, and then Terps basketball against Indiana at 6 o'clock right here on the Team 980. Hello, Paulie.
Kazoon tight.
Thank you.
L to the W, man.
What's going on, Paulie?
Chill, bro.
Chill, bruh.
Hey, man. It ain't Cowboy Brian or Cowboy B. It's Cowboy Bozo. yeah. Hey, listen, man. That whole report from your man, so, I mean, come on. I hear what you say. You know, it's something to talk about, but it's not that big of a deal. I mean, we know they're talking about Adam Peters. It sounds like Cliff Kingsbury was just dropping some hot ones on the way out the door. You know what I mean? But you know that's Adam Peters. And why wouldn't Adam Peters insist on you developing the players that he drafted? You know, especially when you're going into year two of a player's development. You know, so like I said, it just sounds like something Cliff threw out there on the way out the door. People wanted me to play this person. I mean, you know, you don't want to keep trying to play Noah Brown, you know, every 6 months when he's healthy for 10, 15 minutes. You know, so the play, the coaches got autonomy over who play. But after a while, you know, if you ain't winning or things ain't going right, you know, you got to develop the players. So I don't see that as a big, like you're saying, dysfunctional mess or anything like that. But it happens, man, you know. Everybody get critiqued by their boss, right? No matter how good you are at your job or how best, called constructive criticism.
Yeah.
So I'm good with it, man. Hey, Russell, man, I love you, man. Hail to the W. Hey, Mac, I love you, bro. Hail to the W, man. Hey, look, one more thing, though. You talking about John Harbaugh?
We love you, John, too, Paulie. Right? Yeah.
Look, John Harbaugh. I just thought about it. John Harbaugh. Don't be surprised if he don't sign with a team, you know, early on. Don't be surprised if he's holding out for the Buffalo job. Take that off. Hell to the W, man.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you. That's, I mean, listen, about Miami. If they get John Harbaugh instead of, and I don't remember where John Harbaugh went to school. Jim, obviously, Michigan. But Stephen Ross is a Michigan guy, and he's wanted to hire Jim Harbaugh forever. What if he fires – what if he can get Harbaugh down there and he fires McDaniel because of it? I mean, not the nicest thing to do, but, you know, possible. All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day. We'll wrap it up after this. And leads into Hollywood Nick Ashew. I'm sure he'll have a lot on the Trae Young destination, being the Wizards, or top preferred destination, I should say. I don't want to make it seem like he's a year. Because, again, he could be a free agent, and then he could come here as a free agent, right? Yeah, I have plenty of salary cap room. My God, I haven't spent any money. Or I haven't spent any real money, real NBA money. Monopoly money so far from Uncle Ted. Appreciate that. All right. Dum-dum of the day next to wrap it up on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All righty. We may have done this story a couple of years ago. I can't honestly remember because there's so many idiots in our society, they all kind of blend into one, right? But in case you don't remember, or in case we never did it, I don't remember. I'm being honest. One big idiot. Shannon O'Connor, now 50, so dubbed the California party mom, was in court in San Jose, California, listening to testimony from multiple teenagers who took the stand to detail her out-of-control parties that she threw for her high school football-playing son and other freshman boys on the high school football team. That's right. Now, the parties were one thing, right? There was booze. There was alcohol. That happens from time to time. Doesn't happen in my household, I'll tell you that much. But it happens elsewhere. But court documents say that O'Connor, again, now 50, started throwing the minors outlandish parties shortly after her son graduated from middle school in June of 2020, right during the heart of the pandemic, and would hold the events at her $4 million home in Los Gatos, where she supplied teens with alcohol and, get ready, wait for it, a space to perform sexual acts. Remember, her son just graduated from middle school. He's a freshman in high school. She was arrested back in 2021. She was charged with 61 counts, including child molestation, furnishing alcohol to minors, endangering or injuring the health of a child. The night before her arrest, 12 teenagers slept over at this mansion, according to the Daily Mail. So again, it just needs to be said. Not only was she furnishing, allegedly, alcohol to underage teens, but how nice of her to say, here, boys, and presumably girls, but I don't know. Story doesn't make it clear. Here, boys and girls. What's that game, Twister? Remember that game, Twister? Are you too young for that?
No, I remember Twister.
Here, boys and girls. Here's a space for your Twister, Matt. Let's play Naked Twister between a bunch of 16-year-olds. Let's see what you've got while mommy has a drink. Again, you see the idiocy of the world in which we live in. There probably is no greater example of it than this dumb, you know what, who had a $4 million home and decided to throw underage alcohol and sex parties and now faces enough jail time, I'm sure, for the rest of her life. And quite honestly, they should throw away the key and put her in Alcatraz, even though they don't put prisoners out there anymore. I've seen Alcatraz. Doesn't look very pretty, but they should put her out there and throw away the key. I seem to remember that we did this story years ago, maybe when Pete was still with us. And in case you missed our little tribute to Pete on his birthday, you can catch that. Amex got it all for you from Monday's show on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Small little tribute to Pete. And I know Paulie said something nice and let Brenda know about that. And she was very appreciative of that as they continue to struggle with their reality. You know, that Pete is no longer with us, and all of these firsts are hard. They really are. But I'm pretty sure we did that story at some point, maybe right after it happened back in 2021. But it's been a while. So we needed to update how dumb she really was. I mean, if you think about it, you know, I'm looking at a picture of her. I mean, she's 50 now. I guess she was like 45 or 46 back then. I mean, she looks like a normal woman. You know, she looks like a regular human being. Not one of those possessed, crazed sickos. How dumb do you have to be to think that that's okay? I mean, it is one thing to serve up alcohol at an underage party. It is one thing. And that is pretty dumb. But to do what she's accused of and what she's sitting in jail for? Really? Really? Okay. Hollywood Nick Ashew is coming up next. He'll take you through 4 to 6 only for Burgundy and Gold today because we have Indiana, Maryland coverage beginning at 6. Tip from College Park just after 6:30. Right here on the Team 980. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 1 o'clock. So will AMAC. Make sure you check out Eddie Olczyk, NHL on TNT, on so many things. The Kentucky Derby horse racing, the Caps, the Stars, the Olympics, the Winter Classic, and more. It's in the podcast, Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Thanks for being a part of the show. More tomorrow, everybody. Stay with us right here on the Team 980. Hollywood is next.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.